executive editor, one of the best speeches he's made. As long as he did not commit, recommit ground troops that use the basic strengths we have, I'm impressed. I think the overall effect will be good. Buffalo Evening News, extremely dangerous, extremely courageous under the circumstances of what we had to do. Valley Arrow Examiner, situation is very grim. There'll be much reaction, but he needs all the support he can get, and we'll have ours. San Diego Union, it's about time. Governor Brother gave a strong, sound speech, made a strong, sound decision. Should have been done a long time ago. Despite a certain amount of emotion as a result of the gravity of what he was doing. Overtures to the Soviet Union were consistent with President's previous question to Louis D'Excel. He's very sober, very funny. Since any inquiry.
Oh,
he's all right. Go ahead. Carl Boone, Columbus Dispatch. Editorial support. Did what you had to do as man of honor. Final appeal for public support. Most of the most important. Well, that's what we were covering.
How about Dave?
I can try to get a reading. We're trying to get support. Hartford Current. Houston Chronicle. We will support it, but we feel this will provide considerable fear in the country with a mammoth protest in Congress and the nation.
Sure.
Chicago Tribune, taking a great risk with serious plate for packing, taking a great risk with serious consequences. I think North Vietnam will trade off with us for a definite day to pull out in 4 months, something we can ceasefire. George Healy, the greatest speech the president has ever made, it manifested his determination to achieve an honorable solution to war without political risk to himself. He felt it would be a serious setback for the president to get to do in Moscow. He felt the president reflected desperation in time during the speech, but his tone was mostly that of determination. This is probably the biggest crisis taking on. We worked on some mayor, returning mayor and governor support. Mayor of Spokane, probably the most difficult decisions ever made. Part of some funny guts. Bob Ray, showed much guts. People have made the president to support the guy. Chris, almost the mayor of Salemore. Governor Dunn, that's a mess with. Bottom playing back in slightly Cuban missile crisis. There's going to be a lot of that. You've got this. You're going to have this.
There's kind of a mistake.
You're going to have the 3-day breath holding now, while you're waiting for the mines to hop.
And they'll shoot them.
And then the question is, what happens after the mines are?
Well, the castle will stop.
I think that I'm going to have to do it. I hope the president will.
Darnell says this very positive reaction by Max Fisher and Mr. and Mrs. Stryker.
Good. Go ahead. Can we do anything about the tournament goals? I'd like to let them know directly that I do call Strauss and tell them to do it.
I think it's good that you could. I've sent a message for you to Brown. That's informing you of the decision. And he would know for that. His argument was you needed to vote in Germany for the summit, so that there'd be no crisis in Germany.
No, one thing I will say is it's not damn good. Well, written speech, but considering we just did it in 48 hours.
Really is. It's beautifully constructive, making the case, laying out the decision, and summing it up.
Not a word to my head.
We got it down to 17 minutes, Stephen.
He didn't call it. He's got a heart attack. He's got the minutes, so he's going to stretch right up. And it's in a bar. It's a house. He wants me to drop by and hold that guy in there.
Am I good? Very clever. Very clever.
Should I go by and have him on?
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah. You could say, Mr. Minister, you could say this, there are not many panning lately. It's up to you. You want good relations, but your government should have done it. You've been president. He's a man that's deserving. Don't let Peter do it, he said, he'll be part of the guy now, right? You told him now, okay? Tomorrow, will you reassure Mansfield, even before I get there, we aren't gonna bomb here in China, some of which is worried about China. How did you inform them to China? You get a little dollar food probably out there. Do we have...
I think we should have Rob, yeah, we should. Should we have Rob to the inspector, so that...
It might be.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm a director, so...
Wow. No, no.
Rob is in the place for that.
Rob is in? I think he is too, he was voice very tight tonight.
Oh, we gotta bring him up before we get to speak in that subject.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. I think, they already set it up, and they're doing it probably better if you get him cranked up. But it's kind of, nothing new about it, it was already set up.
The subcaptain doesn't want to take his hand.
Well, except they could go in and have a little enthusiasm to go in there.
Well, you go, maybe you'll be happy on that.
I don't know how you think Rob's gone.
Well, he's gotta get off the goddamn thing. This is a very minor act, and if the North Vietnamese mines, what do you say,
they mine the Saigon River or something, all that sort of thing. Yeah, but all of this is irrelevant. What we have to look at now is iron determination. The only thing that's gonna save us.
Right. So Bob was there. Didn't I even get to convey that? A little back to you, Dad. You did it completely.
But I wasn't present, but hey, I can only be taking that completely shaken from the congressional leaders.
All right, great.
And
congressional leaders?
Yeah, and Ron.
After I left?
After you left. And Ron says that, also says that he was a total disaster. We invented, and then the plan was pretty good. He kept saying all the things were good, but to moderate it is, and that's gonna kill us. That we cannot have.
All right, your reading tomorrow is a critical one. Make it depressing.
Yeah.
I'll forget all the rest. I want you to go out, you should be tough, and say, blockade, look, this is, the words are in your office. The president has made the decision that there is to be no more seaborne deliveries of supplies, and we will carry it out, whatever it requires. And you say that, okay?
Oh, I can convey to the press that we know what we're doing. I'm not worried about that, but I am worried about our own people. And if we don't show enthusiasm and conviction,
our people will.
No, no, I mean, our
people.
Mean,
our people. We're paying all our bills.
I don't need to light up. But,
anyway, you go to the party, and we're going to have a session with Bill.
But he just said he's got it in.
No, he doesn't. He's always trying to explain, be defensive, and all the rest. But Laird got it. I talked to him on the phone.
No, Laird, once you get in position,
get him out in front. I have to help get Europe, get Bill back to Europe. That's what I think.
Maybe we'll have something right away tomorrow. That's what they have. They've done a pretty good job there. I'm very sure they're going to do
that. Oh, Laird.
But let's
go ahead. You go to the park.
Maybe I should come along with him. I'm not dying to do the sub-cabinet briefing. It's just my time. But these guys do go back to their bureaucracy.
Well, it's not till 3. We have plenty of time to figure that out.
Okay.
We'll find a way to do it, Henry. Good luck. You get, scare that minister to death, will you? Okay. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Remember Locke's wife?
Mr. President.
Never look back.
Nobody's looking back, we at all.
You've got more on the line. You've got as much on the line. The only one's got more on the line than you, the media, is you.
No, not more, but I...
No, it's not.
It's almost as much on the line. But I think you did the right thing, Mr. President. You had no real choice.
Where the hell was it? It was right. The main thing is we looked it all over. We did what we thought was right. And now, by God, though, let me say this. Here's where I feel free to use it. You have recollections of World War II. If it requires the devastation of Hanoi and Haiphong, it will be done. But I need to bomb the son of a bitch right into the Stone Age. I understand.
I don't think it requires that.
If it requires it, it will be done.
Tell him we'd like to look at the summit decision. can't just put others on.
No.
If the summit is canceled, then you ought to stay on. You've got to stay on a couple more weeks because it'd be two blows in a row. If the summit stays on, which I'm serious about, it's very helpful if you could stay for a couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, we're only talking about 2 weeks, John. 15 Conley had to be rather impressed with his decision to send the security company all around his entire head. And God, that is graceful way.
He just can't understand that.
Huh?
That's just it's totally bewildering.
Why should he? I don't understand. Landing call, if you already have 4 calls.
Ready?
Okay.
That's all he cracks them off.
I bet he probably didn't even know that was a call.
That's how you get a buzzer.
Speech, much more elegant than this one, but I don't think it got to anybody.
people understand that, you know, we can do something.
Got a bomb in that.
Bob Checker, how you doing?
Well, I'm glad.
More positive than you thought?
The people you're pushing for support, you're not having any trouble pushing.
Good.
Is that more than just the right wing types?
Really?
Yeah, I saw some of those college presidents that have been, they're willing to line up. Okay, well, be sure we enlist them now. Get them to start the labor guys week that hard hat marches. Calo must enlist in the military. Yeah. It still shows through. They don't think he's his. Yeah. Good. Pay him off. Good. And still keep him. Good. Right. Well, Pat called a volunteer that. Good. That too. We got to work on that. But that's not for free. I'm not sure you can. If you can, we got to, we'll think about, we'll decide that in the morning, but that's something we ought to think about. Maybe that we the problem is he's obsessed with having to explain this into the blockade. We aren't really going to hit anybody, and it doesn't really mean anything and all that. That's exactly 180 degrees wrong. The line here has got to be, this is a blockade. We're going to kick the shit out of them that have had it. Can't apologize. We can't back down or back off. Well, I'm not sure more is any better. But he gets into all the technicalities of how many decibels it takes to detonate the wires and all that crap. Air's better and Rush would be better. Let's watch Rush tomorrow morning on TV. He may be one we want to use. Because Rush believes in this way down to the core. Yeah. Have you got any reading on telegrams at all?
Sure.
Okay, well now it's time to start hitting Western Union. Let's get the president up out of bed and tell him that we're getting calls from all over the country now that his goddamn offices won't take the telegrams and that we're going to make a national scandal out of it. That they pulled this before, you know, just scare the shit out of them. Good. And tell them they'll probably have to lose their franchise when we get something better than communication. Well, it's the same old story, but now's the time to start busting them on that. And get that story out. And tell the people, to any people that call complaining they can't send telegrams, tell them to call their local paper and TV station and say they can't get through to Western Union. Good. Well, that's the one to start with. But we ought to now get the head of Western Union if we've waited long enough now. Let's see if we can put the heat on that. Let's see. Yeah, I just got baby just said a lady that he never heard of just called in and said she couldn't get through to Western Union, so she was calling in. Good. I'm sure Ron knows that. And we put the full load of operators on so there's no light. What's your own personal view on it? Yeah. You like the delivery? I call my hair. He suggested you check with Harris and send him and get a reading from that. Okay, thank you. I have to turn. So you can see what their personal views were. Call us back. And then call back to London and I ask. He'll be up. Yeah. Okay. Kevin. He's going to do the
What is Chuck's overall marvelous? He thought the delivery was just exactly right. Of course, he's ecstatic with the decision, which he didn't know was going on there. And
he's amazed by the reaction because he thought we were going to have to push people. He thought they'd be shaky on whether they should come in on this or not. He said they're not getting that at all. The people that they had lined up to move on are just all out. So,
various forms of money have to be
brought up from the man to do it.
Fight it out in the morning. If the fight out switchboard is going to jam, you're going to have to switch what it did out tonight. You might get wrong and call now. Maybe have another line, so this line.
Get out right away.
Well,
Jan,
Western Union complaints.
Western Union complaints, fine. Ask Ron his reaction to the reactions he's found.
Secretly.
Hello? Yes, Ken, how are you? Well, you're very kind to say that. Let me say, you're going on in the morning, and I can give you just a couple of thoughts. Bill Rogers and Dr. Kevin were sort of saying this is not a blockade. Don't pick that line. Take the line that, well, the words are going up. What it is, the president is going to do whatever is necessary to stop all seaborne deliveries. South Vietnam, and it will be done, and whatever is necessary. Would you agree?
Sure.
Now that we've crossed the Rubicon, we're going to keep those passages, and we're going to do it even more of them. So take a very strong line with them to what's necessary to present it. You can say, we've crossed the Rubicon now, and we can also emphasize that we have made a forthcoming peace offer, which is unequivocal, and as far as we can go, as a ceasefire, return of our POWs, and then we'll withdraw all American foreign lines. Okay? I know it was great, but anyway, but the main thing is that you're the strong man over there now. By then, I got a call later, and I got him lined up. I'm all right now. And so he just came out. I said, let Mel do that more hawkish than I am. He said he would. Yeah, Mel's he's the kind of a guy that waits and does what's right. Right. When you talk to him in the morning, you say, you know, the president's coming. I mean, he's very pleased with this conversation with you and Mel. Not exactly. Or right now we've got to be ferocious all the way, okay? All right, in the morning, kick him in the ass. Oh, you will. Are you coming tomorrow night or not? It'd be a nice little party. We're inviting all the lawyers in the administration to sort of be there. I remember remember most of them. They were your students. I'll call on you for a couple of minutes and I'll have to say a couple of words, please. Okay, well. Jammed with calls, overwhelming majority expressing strong support for the next stand. and they've already turned the wires on to Western Union, and that's working beautifully, because they've got making calls to Western Union bases around the country, and they're saying, we can't take your, they either can't get through because the lines are busy, or they say, we can't take your telegrams, our lines are jammed. So, now we're looking at busting the Western Union open, all that stuff, so. You got that? Ron's been working the color thing on the basis of a determined, resolute, calm decision in early, working on the thing yourself, and the whole, all the options were carefully reviewed. This was a deliberate decision and making that point so they don't get into any, it's kind of a scally line though, but any baloney about the, you know. Hello? Thank you.
George, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's a bad we have our differences, but I just want you to know that I took this decision because I knew it was just good to tell us. If you could support it, I would appreciate it. If you can't, I understand. But, you know, by God, we just can't let these people run over us. I sure appreciate it, and let me say that there'll be a time when we'll all be together again, I hope. All right, good to talk to you, Charlie. We'll find something. I'll look up and find something to say for you in the morning.
Hey, shit. I'd pay in 1 minute. We had to
assets.
Let me say, take the first step, though. Where now? It was necessary for that to take place.
Any comment?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, get it done. I'm probably very fine, thank you. Billy? Thank you. Billy? Wait for a moment. You wanted to get up.
Wait,
Democrats who support your policy, hold fast, don't be intimidated. Massachusetts. Emily and I agree with the action you see necessary to take. Our prayers are with you, Winston said.
Right.
We wholeheartedly agree with the decision to lock me and I upon.
Right.
I'm behind the state 100%. I know 100% is worth it. Congratulations, keep the soft words, but keep the big sticks swinging. Thomas B. Thornton, World War II veteran, American Democrat, Princeton, West Virginia. Support you all in your decision to Bakersfield. Support your life for peace 100%. Probably they aren't going to get it. Get out to the press tonight. Now, look. Yeah. Okay, good.
Thank you.
speak so many, you'll read the editorial in the morning and be scared to death.
Harris made the point that the point that you make that there was no other option comes through very strong, and we picked that up in one of his commentary. And he said also on a candor point that you laid out that your reputation for candor will be greatly enhanced by this because you laid the case out so clearly, both in the honesty and in this thing. They were worried about Aiken, but he's come out with a very strong opinion of support. We had him with us, and this was one who was a little shaky on him.
Goes up.